Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. We are live right now here on Blog Talk Radio, and our co-host, Cecil, is with us today. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Tonight we're talking about this man, the Diva, and a whole lot more. This radar, let's get started. This man, the chairman of WWE, is he evil genius or epic failure? Your thoughts?
Epic failure. That's the fact matters. Had so many ideas that something backfired with him. And in 1999, you know, in Las Vegas, at a upcoming casino, and then during the Owen Hart situation, casino backfired, and then Dalton got the extra show coming in, and backfired. See, great idea. He still the most of it, he still does great stuff with
right. You know, this man is pretty much, he's like, this. I can't put in the words. This man, sometimes I like his ideas, sometimes I don't. I don't know what the future holds. He's with Tyler all together, but Stephanie in charge. One thing I do know, hopefully, God willing, there will be either a man or a little vet running this company for years to come. It will stay in the McMahon LeVette family, for God willing, a very long time. Now, those we all remember the what was it, the NHL, something like that. Besides having on football league, like the late, like the 2000s, and that was a horrible story. The successor was, of course, WrestleMania. Without WrestleMania 1. Forget about WrestleMania 32, which is live to right here down Texas, by the way. Forget about WrestleMania 30, WrestleMania 20, and so on and so forth. Without WrestleMania 1 being successful, we would not be talking about this right now. Obviously, WrestleMania was a success. The Royal Rumble, can't believe like the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, all that stuff success. Network, it's okay. But the biggest failure of them all was when he sold his flagship show to the candidate for the United States presidency at this point in time, Donald J. Trump, who you all here as running president at the time. That was the biggest error, the biggest epic failure in his career, as far as I'm concerned. He sold his flagship show to Donald Trump. What's your thoughts on that? By the way, there's some stuff that nobody knows about. Like, for example, NBC and WWE go a very long way. This goes real deep, folks. I'm talking about way before WrestleMania, way before the Royal Rumble, way before Survivor Series, way before any other wrestling pay-per-view. NBC and WWE go a mighty long way back. Is that true?
I mean, I
want to know. Well, I think what we discussed not too long ago, you said that they have a relationship that lasts a long time. Think about it.
But it's just like that. When it comes to money and stuff, WWE doesn't have, but it doesn't have an office. They work. That's why they always have specials, like stuff like that. And
like,
that's why they always
know that
they
all
just
keep
stuff
of being
on country.
Oh, yeah. Now, like
universal country.
Now I want to talk about the Jews real quick. As they are noticing, after all this time, all these years, they finally noticed that their matches are like bathroom breaks. In my opinion, at the time on the time, the Divas division is a serious slap in the face on a wake-up call, because the wrestling, female Divas wrestling today is a little bit boring. That's just...
Yeah.
Now, if you could pick one of your favorite Divas matches, who would it be?
Trish Stratus.
And your favorite match from Trish Stratus' career?
Ron Taylor.
You like to just lay it off. All right, I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one.
That's not bad.
My favorite. 14
on them. To
have yes, they did. Now, one of my favorite. One of my favorite matches. I'm going old school on you. Hall of Famer Mae Young. This one, she was the longest reigning Divas. She was the women's champion of all time. Waiting for the Divas title. Mae Young. Nobody knew this. Actually, no, I think it was Moolah or Mae Young, one of the two, was women's champion for 28 years. Not months, not days, not weeks, years, she put 28 years as the women's champion. After a women's champion, women's wrestling meant something. Women could wrestle, no doubt about it. There's a certain female wrestler that we both know very well that held the Chicago championship before.
Exactly.
You're right about that.
Remember, Jose and Mingo, they do that.
Say again?
I don't know. there. More ice cream.
More ice cream bars, really?
Yeah.
No, the problem is before, I've never seen the ice cream bars lately. Anyway, I would say, let's see here, oh, the whole bunch started with that. I have only one thing to say. The fans decide what happened. The fans decide what happens. The fans sign the paycheck. The fans make all the approvals. Eventually, man makes the final approvals. The fans make the show. They decide what matches happen. They decide who's the champion. They decide who's the loser. The fans are in control. But I can keep one thing, tradition. I would, the sport of professional wrestling, the art of wrestling, I would keep tradition. I would change that the fans have control. That's what I would do. Like the same to people on Facebook like wrestling. We have a brand new live stream on our website, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. WrestlingTrack.wix.com/WTrack. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You can go on live streams on our website, WrestlingTrack.wix.com/WTrack. And you click on that live stream 24 hours a day. You'd be up there at 2 in the morning, 5 in the morning, whatever you want. This, I believe, July 19th, that's not this Sunday coming, next Sunday, Battleground. The card is as follows. We have Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins for the WWE Heavyweight Championship of the World. Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. Big Show, Miz, R2, where that came from. Big Show, Miz, and Ryback. For the Intercontinental Championship, Zena Austin, I State Championship, and a whole lot more. Question for you, Chico. How important is this? Like, is this smart for the champion to sit out in a triple threat match and you pick the bone to go for the end of it? But better, like I'm saying, like in a battle royal match, the champion sits out for a little bit. Watch the two opponents destroy each other and come back in the ring and pick up the spot. Is that smart or is that stupid? All right. Well, I think that it's smart because the champion can just sit outside. I would recommend the champion sit the title out of the match and you lose your title that way. But if you're doing a triple threat match, you step aside for 1 second, let the two destroy each other, then pick your spot and make your move. The champion I'd be involved to lose the title. And by the way, in the main event of Brock Lesnar as Roman Reigns, it's possible, a small possibility of Mr. Money in the Bank Sheamus passing in his Money in the Bank contract. That's happening any time. Any person to wear. About that contract, does it literally mean anywhere?
Well, man, I don't know. Kansas shouldn't cash in there. He's cashing in at SummerSlam.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I think he's cashing in. If in a rare case, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, whoever you want to go after, you want to make sure they're tired, they're exhausted, they're weary, they're hurting, they're just sleep. Is that it?
What?
Well, that way you can pick the bone. When they're hurting, they go after, passing the contract, ring the bell, bang, you have your title shot. You have the world championship. Yeah. But the smart thing about Seth Rollins, he cashed in the contract. The first person to only cash in the contract at WrestleMania, by the way. And Seth Rollins cashing in. Yeah, Rollins got up. He pushed left out the ring or something like that and capitalized on Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns carried him, and then that guy, Roman.
Yeah, that's smart. To this day, this stands until next year WrestleMania probably. Seth Rollins is the only person to cash in the contract successfully at the grandest stage of them all, WrestleMania. Will we see a repeat at next year's WrestleMania? The time of, I guess we'll find out next year, 2016. By the way, I got to hear the Undertaker's Hall of Fame speech, man. I'm telling you, the Undertaker's going to be the Hall of Fame by the end of, by 2016, God willing. Who would you like to see in the Hall of Fame? I'm doing everything in my power to get to it. But, of course, if you can't go to it, there's three ways you can do that. Number one, you could buy $60 for televised pay-per-view, and you're going to watch it one time. You could actually go to WrestleMania live right here in Dallas, Texas. Or number three, very, very free, very simple, it's not going to cost you a dime at all. Go to our website on your phone, on your computer, where you got wrestlingtrack.wix.com/WTrack. Live spring, we'll probably have WrestleMania up and running. Now, I would love to go to the Hall of Fame and hear this speech from The Undertaker. Would he be in character? I have no idea. I never see The Undertaker in the suit and tie, so he probably won't be in suit and tie. It would be nice.
I don't know. I don't think it would go to the
Storyline reason he wanted a match with Triple H, and Triple H said, no, I won't be the one in the street. He kept cutting his hair every single time. And on top of that, he kept sending videos and stuff. I want a match. Until Triple H said enough of this and said, okay. The real reason why I cut his hair, because he decided people pull on him some, he kind of distracted him, disturbed him while he's wrestling, so he cut his hair off.
And
now, I would love to hear the answer. The Undertaker, does he have one more match in him, or is it time to hang it up?
Like I've told other people in the past,
brother. That's a little harsh, ain't it? Well, I think Young Sector has one more match. You got one more. You give me one more. I don't care how you do it. One more. I would like to see against Sting. WrestleMania 32. Live right here in the state of Dallas at the AT&T Stadium. John Cena, no, I've seen a lot of things about John Cena, and not all of them are positive. I've seen a lot of negative things about John Cena, and half the thing I don't regret. Now, if John Cena was to win by some miracle, and you will need a miracle from God Almighty, you will need a miracle to defeat the Undertaker at WrestleMania at the time, I would have to eat my words, you know, a whole lot of sugar. So, as I once said, if John Cena can beat the streak, I would take back everything I ever said about John Cena. Thank God he did. The Undertaker would destroy John Cena. And then maybe Paulette will come out and take what's left of John Cena. And maybe put John Cena in retirement once and for all. Now, John Cena deserves a match with Undertaker. Yes. At WrestleMania? No. I'm not thinking about it. Now, if you're gonna do something that's earning, right?
I think.
If you're going to do something, you have to get to earn it, right? So, John Cena deserves the match with Undertaker at the time, just not WrestleMania. If he won that match, John Cena did the attitude adjustment. One, two, 3. Here's the winner, John Cena. Oh my goodness, it's 21-1. The winner, John Cena. I believe my word. And think so. Trust me. Believe me. I said a lot of bad, horrible things about John Cena. To the point, I can never be a John Cena fan. That's a different story at the time. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, John Cena, in my personal opinion, the character John Cena absolutely hope, absolutely possibly sucks. But the person is pretty cool. But he does not deserve to be the Undertaker at WrestleMania. Anything but WrestleMania. SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, any pay-per-view but WrestleMania. That's my opinion. Should John Cena, here's the also John Cena, did he hang it up?
I don't know. I really don't know because Black
Lives
Matter,
yeah,
but
Legend. Practically, well, I'm not going to say practically, he deserves a spot in the Hall of Fame sometime in the immediate future. I'm going to put on record. I'm going to say it on record. John Cena will be in the Hall of Fame. Not right now. If John was to retire, what would your last match, or what would you like to be his last match against whom?
Somebody
knew
somebody
you can
catch for too. Huh. Right.
Because it would be
trying to take things up again.
Yeah.
Who we talk about?
I think Josh
should
have his final
match. Before
I what? I think the final match of Raw should be against the legendary. He's gonna deserve that. John Cena's last match, once and for all, should be against NXT Finn Balor, the NXT champion. want some royalty. You leave in the middle of the contract. you just leave. You don't tell nobody you're leaving. You don't say goodbye. You don't say I'm out of here. Whatever. Peace out.
Olympic Chamber, I think that was a pay per view, I believe. And what happened was, instead, he didn't. And so they had to get from James Brown and the wrong, and they had to put their feet down that plane. So they he was going to be a big man. And so, with James Brown, the whole film, and that was the same from Davey, and the same from Davey, and the right time, they
you know, CM Punk, I believe, I think that, yeah, on his wedding day, found out he was fired on his wedding day.
That was
kind of
funny,
though. That was kind of funny. I mean, you about to marry this beautiful lady. And you about to consummate the marriage there on that night, only get a FedEx, not a phone call.
I believe he did that. The thing about Punk, he's very honest with what he said. That's the thing I
always remember about
him. He's
all honest with what he said. No, he got a FedEx, not a phone call, not a visit, not an email. Not a in-person firing, a FedEx. Coming back, we're gonna leave our show with that. We have about almost a couple of seconds left. So I'm gonna end off, gonna finish this off with CM Punk. Now, actually, we're gonna have more about this on our show Thursday night. We got a couple seconds left. Last final thoughts on CM Punk. Epic failure or hero? You got 30 seconds. Go. All right. CM Punk is a misunderstood icon. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we close our show. Thank you so much for your time. Good night. God bless you. Join us Monday. Join us Monday night on Wrestling Tonight. Goodbye. Good night. God bless.